Hey everybody, this is Tim. You know me as the GM and guy here in the podcast, and I just want to share with you a little clip of audio that we recorded at the end of one of our record sessions, basically as we did a decompress and we talked about the record session and the game in general. Absolutely, please enjoy. And remember, this podcast contains adult situations and adult language. Plus, we do really bad things to goats. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. So maybe I can give a quick 1, 2, 3. So when I do training with numbers of whomever, we do a hot wash, whether it's been an emotional evening or a day or training where there's highs, lows, and there's intensity, which kind of, if you want the truth of it, role playing is exactly that. So what's your thoughts of how tonight went? And on top of that, not just a criticism, what do you think?
Well, coming in tonight in Medea's Res was kind of, I mean, it took me a while to hit my stride. But once I did, I think everything went beautifully. I think tonight went very well. I think we're jiving pretty well as a group. I don't think anyone particularly hates having
not
me
at
here,
all.
So. If you do, you're
no,
hiding it well.
Not at all.
You know that.
Except that green tea drinking weirdo broad down at the end of the table.
We can't see that expression on radio.
Right.
At most, she hates me a little.
I couldn't even figure out the words to translate that expression. There's no hate. There's no hate.
You know, the really weird thing about this is now I'm getting to a point where it's like I'll lean into the microphone to make a look at somebody.
I'm leaning in. My eyebrow arches. And the look is, what the fuck?
After a while, it gets kind of second nature. I've done enough podcasting that, you know, you actually start to emote totally with voice and you make no facial expression. And then when you're actually around a table of people, you're like, oh, fuck, I have to be a human again.
See, I'm used to that with typing. So, I have that. But, like, hold on. You want me to vocally express the face I gave you?
I'm just fucking with you. I took it away. So, anyway, Nate, where are you?
I am very glad that I was invited to join. This has been, I'm sure I've already said, I was a huge fan of the show. Long before I was invited to join, I talked to you guys up on Facebook a long time before I was invited to join. I think it's beautiful stuff that we're doing.
Well, for the people that don't know the background that are listening, we used to all game together over at Mobius's old place and playing D&D 3rd edition. And Nate was one of our players over there. So, you know, we kind of had a... It wasn't like we just grabbed some poor bastard off the street. Hey, come here, sit down, start talking to this thing.
I was carefully vetted.
Start talking to this thing.
All right, Jess, what do you think?
It was a good session. Had fun. I enjoyed it. Curious to see how things happen with New Hope. I got a couple ideas that may or may not come to fruition with that. I could see a couple of real interesting kind of... weird techie stuff going with that, especially with starting with the genetics and the biological engineering and that. Kind of getting the weird like technomancy cults or something like that.
He wants a pet centaur.
Hell yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
He's going to start cloning himself.
Ooh. Ugh. There you go.
Army of Ashcans.
All right, May.
I would say that tonight seemed especially productive. And I know Tim laughs at us when we get off pace and we, you know, dick around, but we really didn't spend too much time in that. But when we actually did game, we made choices and we did stuff. And I know a lot of the time we can get wrapped up in the banter. And we still had some banter, but we didn't get hung up on the banter.
We also didn't overly plan, which we can get kind of wrapped up in sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's usually because, right, we're trying to, you know, make sure we take the right path. But I think, and based on what I listened to from the beginning to what I've been involved with since I've been invited to play, it's like everybody's starting to really know the direction they want to take their character and they want to take the world. And then Tim allowing that to develop is really hashing things out. So it feels more natural which is really great, because then it's easy to pop in and out and you don't feel like you have to participate. You know, like Lucy and Alex can have this big banter session before a big fight, and I'm like, okay, peace, cool, you do your shit. Like, I don't need to be involved here. But then we can come back and I can reroute that into like, okay, cool, you guys killed a guy. Let me, you know, turn it into this big situation with these people now. So that, I think, is special. I've seen a lot of games that especially the core of us have played in where we run into conflicts that we can't keep
or like if two characters are having bullshit,
it felt
like
good tonight.
It stops everything. Like nothing productive can happen.
Exactly. Exactly. I like that we can have bullshit, but then move it forward, because that's real. And that's the thing that I always worry about coming into a game is like, you should be able to characterize what you're doing and allow it to actually develop, because if there's no conflict, this is boring, you know? So I like that we have conflict, but we keep it moving and it doesn't halt us. And tonight felt really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
So does anybody else get that? I call it a performance hangover the day after. I always do after a show, but it actually surprised me that I would get them after recording because I'm not like physically active. So
it's still acting though.
It is. It
is. And it's a very mental process.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the next day I'm always just worn out feeling. Yeah.
Don't tell me that. I got a lot to do.
Depending on how emotionally charged my character gets.
Oh, man. I have to do construction.
Yeah. Now, you're only doing 6 hours, what we normally do. We actually did less than, we started at 4, we did 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
Here's the thing, and Mobius there, it will completely agree with me on this.
Yeah,
try teaching. Do the same damn thing. Yeah, honestly, I'm teaching. No, I'm fucking up in front of people acting. At the end of the day, everybody's looking at me going, all you did is sat there and did this. I'm spent. Done.
Well, I know from teaching, teaching dance and teaching hoop and teaching, you know, all the things I do teach, how exhausting that actually can be.
Yeah, just the mental, though. You're doing the physical. You have a ton of physical with that. The mental, it is amazing.
I have two new performers that learn very differently from everybody else, and one is extremely OCD. And an hour and a half practice was so exhausting and so completely, totally. Yeah. I actually felt like a failure afterward. They were good. I wasn't. I kind of know what that's like. But tonight was actually, it was fun. It was productive. I want to know why. After I save y'all's asses, you leave me alone.
By the way, Ashcan, the crazy lady who tries to get into brains killed the wolf.
That still only counts as one.
True, it does. It still only counts as one.
Yeah, he killed lots more than me.
Yeah.
So, tonight was good. It was fun. It was actually a welcome break from what my normal life has become.
Charlie didn't get blown up.
This is true. In and of itself.
We had explosives and Charlie did not get blown up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a bonus.
I stayed inside.
All right. Okay. Right.
Action's like
I thought tonight was a really good session. One of the things I really appreciated was that we got to do a lot of role playing, which is really the meat and potatoes of this podcast, I think. Because people don't listen to it to hear combat simulations. Like, you can get that fucking anywhere. And there's the fun element of player versus GM and how are we going to try and fuck the GM again and so on, et cetera. Which can lead to certain party members just not, you know, including others in their plans. I'm not hating you. I'm just shooting you pointed looks. There's a difference. Yes. I know. It's fine. It's not for radio. That's for him.
But you love me.
I do.
What I love is that Mobius gets all of the blame. Nobody's blaming Ashcan for sneaking off and setting up a sniper position.
I just assumed that was part of the plan.
No, it's being blamed.
I just assumed that he was in on Zach's plan.
Sort of a given.
I saw you lean over and whisper something to him, and then suddenly somebody was paced, so I just assumed it was coordinated.
That's the fun part, is... Did we talk about that?
Not at all.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, and I knew about it because he told me. So I still had to figure out how the hell I'm going to make this work.
So I thought overall it was fun that we got to do a lot of good role playing today. I'm excited to see where we take the story, because we tend to have this habit of creating story plots and then the players just kind of fuck them and they're like, we're going to do this whole other thing over here. Like, you've crafted this beautiful plot and all of this background and history and fuck that.
And then there's this whole, this, you know, 3 month gap between recording sessions.
What were all the like subtle plot points?
That's brutal,
like,
isn't it?
I think it's even less subtle if we're not going to talk about gaming throughout the month.
I actually think we did really good picking up.
Better than most.
Where we left off.
Honestly,
it had been quite a few months.
And I think the reason why that was because the last game, like you're saying today, was very role play heavy.
There was a lot of combat in
our
last game.
But we also had so much role play. It was like emotions this, emotions that. What's the choice? Where are we going?
What is this? I can't even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bad guys are over there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
There's just a comment posted there about fixing the plot deviation.
Please go on.
Yeah. It's called TPK, and I haven't done it to you guys yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's well, standard Morrow project.
So,
3 years of playing.
I show up prepared to die every session.
Well, 3 years of playing Morrow is like getting close to a record, probably.
Oh, yeah. What you guys just brought up, which is like last session was very combat heavy. Guess what? This one was as well, except for I changed things up. Last session, I was getting complaints from some listeners going, you know, there's not as much of the game mechanics in the combat. I felt that I tried it. And about the middle, I'm going, you know what? Screw this.
It chugs down.
This doesn't sound right. This is not easy. We're dragging our freaking feet.
It wasn't fun. I got frustrated last game.
And I said, screw it. And I'm back to, honestly, I have, for goons have 100 points of damage. You guys do half of that, they're down. Okay? Because someone taking enough holes to make them leak per turn half their blood out, they're done. So Charlie putting a ton of holes in these guys in this last combat. She twice got 4 rounds from the 7.62s up there. Now, these are the high power 7.62s. So,
like I said,
they
saved your asses.
You were doing 50 points of damage each.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How many points?
50 points.
Oh,
every time she hit him, well, 4 bullets together is 50 points. Actually, it's more than 50. But it doesn't matter. It's over half. They're done. They're not going to be standing there going playing Rambo. That's not reality. I gave the tall guy 500 points.
Oh,
and he was regaining 10 every turn because he regenerates. Okay.
Seems
well, of course, what does Mobius do? Shot in the back. Okay. With, of course, his skill and a ridiculous amount of hits, which means you got him in a spinal, basically, for the most part, which is why he did not get back up.
Huh.
But who cares about those details in the game? Just you dropped him. He turned around, and you did what you normally do. I just wish I was waiting for you to shoot him in the face.
So
honestly, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for you to walk right up to him, face to face, and just go, bang.
Hence why I was like, oh, he's waiting for it. It's what he's expecting me to do, so we do something different.
I shoot him in the back.
I shoot him in the alt face.
The alt face. That would be the ass.
The alt face.
Yeah. All right, John, you got anything?
Well, first we're going to read off Richard's thing because he actually typed when we were screwing around. So, the Murder Hobos are a fun group of cats to herd. There's a lot that can be brought into play. Ideas sent to the GM, Morrow Project, and the way you run it is similar to how my group runs. 75% role play, 25% fast and brutal combat. It's about the story and how it evolves around the players. And the thing that I have to go there.
Yeah, give me one.
We're doing beer runs, so the thing that I have to go into there is that's really good radio. You know, I mean, we're playing a game. We're all sitting around rolling dice and gaming and stuff. But that's every other role playing group out there. And so many times when you listen to one of these podcasts, they're so fixated on Well, what'd you roll? I'll have to look that up. They get so stuck on the crunch that they don't actually play the game.
Well, continue.
Oh, no.
I'm actually, like, for combat purposes, I'm starting to find RJ. I'm starting to find RJ, and I'm getting back to, like, my D&D rogue roots, where my focus isn't, how can I do the most damage? It's, what can I do that is awesome to describe?
Right. Exactly.
Yep. That's why I'm curve stomping, guys.
If I just want to, like, roll dice to see if my dice roll is the highest to win the game, I'm going to play a board game, and I'm going to have a good-ass time doing it. But right, yeah, but that's not why I play.
But that's what's unique about this group and the people in front of me, because everything that I've ever seen us do anywhere on any platform for any reason, you've never looked at your paper and gone, what does it say I can do? You go, what the fuck do I want to do? What can I use my paper to do it?
Is, you drive me nuts. You got to roll your fucking dice.
I need to justify how I can do the thing I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I only roll my dice for feelings because I like to see how it goes. But I don't need to know what I can do, I just want to.
Your character's basically nuts, so there's that, that randomness.
And I like that about that. But, you know, anything that we're out there actually doing, we come up with the idea of what to do, and then we go, let me show you what I can use off my sheet to roll.
Or also and that's the whole, very like, special. This, based on playing, it seems like I should be able to do this thing. GM, make me do this thing. Let me do this thing.
Yeah.
One of the,
cool. Yeah. If I can jump in here real quick, I think that is what makes this podcast as a role-playing game vastly different from pretty much all the rest of them out there. In much of the experiences that we've all had, it's why I've never been invited back to certain games, because it's not like, well, that's not in the rules. And it's like, I'm sorry, the rules are there as a guidance, and we're here to role play it out. And what happens is like, more than anything, we've actually taken these characters and taken on a actual role versus just going through the motions.
Correct.
So go ahead, John. Well,
going back to character sheet, my combat skills are actually pretty good. I think I'm probably second to maybe Ashcan, but it's not how the character is wired.
Excuse me?
Hello.
Mr. Mechanical Suit does everything for me.
Right. But, you know, until you got
I'm pretty
here.
Good outside of this thing, thank you very much.
Yes, you are, but that's the thing. That suit has a finite lifetime.
Right.
And it's not he's already gone through more than half of his special ammo.
I've gone through a third of it.
All right.
Well, it's okay. And, Richard Guide also commented, I go by core competencies based on the level of skill the person has. Dedicated or difficult tasks, as long as it can be worked out, are the only roles that need to be made.
Here. And that's really pretty reasonable. That's
like, if it's like,
doing.
I'm going to go pick up this rock, roll in athletics, what the fuck, why? Like, I can do this thing. A person can do this thing.
Which is why I use
that game.
Like, the whole, well, you might just trip walking.
And you know what? You're not there. That's the part.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know if I'd be doing it this long if we were in that game.
And a lot of people bitch and piss and moan about Rollmaster. Oh my God, Chartmaster, Jesus fucking Christ.
I kind of wanted to play that.
The smoothest game I've ever been in that actually ran smoother than this one does, and you didn't see the engine under it, was a Rollmaster game. But it takes an ungodly GM to do that, who basically is a frustrated playwright.
Game that I'm in, because it's system is literally designed to every player helps build the world and craft the story. And because we're trying to make it half like radio drama, we're all talking about, like, here's where we want to take the story. Here's what we want to do. Exactly. But that's what I love it. Because we don't want rules. We want to tell a story.
And that's one thing that I like that you guys allowed me to do with Lucy is it doesn't fucking make sense for this character to come in and be your best friend. Like, at what point in time does it in the concept of that, like, works? But in another game, it would be very frustrating for me to be left out of a combat because I got into an argument with a player.
Absolutely. Right? So
you all meet at the tavern and you're all suddenly best buddies and relying on each other for life and death situations.
That's why the GM was like, you worked a couple of gamer jobs together and now.
Yeah, that's really the best way to hand wave it through, too.
All right, Tim, you got anything?
Yes. One thing that Mobius touched on, we don't game like everyone else. It's there one more level on that. With Morrow Project, we have absolute haters telling us we are not playing Morrow Project.
Correct.
Okay. Because honestly, you cannot do a Morrow Project podcast. Nobody would listen because it's boring as fuck.
Yeah, I believe this.
Okay. It is exactly, a simulation. Yeah. The game at its heart is a simulation. If you want to play a full simulation, it is an awesome system to do that. It sucks to listen to people that 3 minutes game time takes 6 hours to resolve. And it's just something that nobody wants to listen to. If you're doing a podcast, you cannot play the game pure.
But
you must make it role-playing.
To be honestly, fair, it's not just about listening to it. It's about playing it. We've all talked about we've been in those games. And like, to be fair, everything I've heard about what they're trying to do with Morrow, that's probably the reason shit's not working. That's probably the reason why people aren't playing this the way that, like, when they rolled out the third fucking edition for D&D and then 5. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it would be a really
exceptional computer. You're on the wrong platform for what you're trying to do, and that's probably why you're having that issue.
Yeah, Richard's got a couple of good points.
Yeah.
Worst game of a character, but deeply based on role play is Gary's Gygax's Dangerous Journeys.
Yeah.
5 hours to make a goddamn fighter.
Fucking A.
I want to make a,
point
of order.
Aftermath.
On that one. Yeah,
Jesus
Aftermath
H.
Really
Christ
is a milsim. I want to make a point of order though. That was not the worst character ever. Holy fucking Jesus, I played space opera once.
Okay, I've told
this story before. Four fucking sessions, the characters weren't done.
I loved the idea of space opera. It literally was a space opera. The problem is by the time you got done making a character and then all the real honest to God fucking space mechanics and the mathematics to jump space.
You need to be an astrophysicist to play the fucking game.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to fucking throw a rope around my neck and jump out the toilet
you guys
in the shower
to
room.
You know? Create characters. How about Traveler where you
Traveler,
have to create five
where you
of
could
them
die in character concept.
Dying.
Yeah. That was like the dumbest thing I ever. I'm on that page too, Tim. I don't even respond to those cocksuckers because then I just want to drive across town and strangle somebody.
And then there's also you could use central casting. And we
combine, central casting. That's what it's called.
And we combine central casting with Rollmaster.
Oh my god.
Which means that
you can have a ninja that was an actor.
You have about a 30% chance of the character starting the game with a permanent negative to something.
Yeah.
Because you took a critical during character creation that left you maimed.
Right.
It's like Warhammer Fantasy. You know how brutal
Warhammer Fantasy
is?
Yeah. Oh, I love Warhammer.
Only there's a
right. Oh, yeah, it's
but
brutal,
it's a brutal,
but like,
system. Well, John, there's a wider chance of a weirder fuck up. So you're a 12 year old kid, you're fucking around, and somehow you accidentally took a void critical. So you're missing a leg because, and you have void in your bone marrow.
Right. I know.
Yeah. You know, it's like,
Well, let's say, John, you remember that first time we made a role master character for me before we went in game with Dave and we killed it in character creation?
Twice.
I remember that. We're sitting there going through doing the math. I'm writing stuff down, and you stop, you look, you grab another chart out of another book, look, and you're like, son of a bitch, you know.
Twice.
What? And he says, your character's dead.
How? What?
So, all right.
But here's the key. Go. I don't care what the game system is. I don't care what the rules say. Number one, every single person out there wants to get into role-playing games. Number one, your rule book is a guidebook. It is not law. Anybody tells you that it's law, you need to tell them I don't want to game with you.
Welcome to episode 0, part 2.
It is a guidebook. You create the world the way you want. You play your game the way you want.
Yeah.
Are you having fun? Yes?
Rule one.
You're doing it right.
All right. So we're going to, you know, are we still recording, by the way?
We got another half hour on this card at least.
So I'm going to say a couple of things real quick to everybody here. I love getting together to record.
Amen.
I really do. This game is a lot of fun with you people. Even some of the people who have come and gone and then kind of drift in and out, I still love it. It's still great. There isn't a criticism I have amongst anybody here. Yep, we're supposed to irritate one another.
We're not quite sure where the characters are going. I have, let's see.
That's okay, because neither are they.
Well, right. We know, you know, the idea that where we started with this and where we're going with this is certainly where it wasn't where we started, right? Mm. And there's always good and bad points to each and every game. I think this is one of our best games that we've done. Now, it may, well, every time we fuck Tim and one of his plans, that makes me happy more than anything.
I shoot him in the face.
So good.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, that was,
that's still one of the classic games of all time. I mean, seriously.
I was cleaning my kitchen while I listened to that episode, and I'm here. I got a Lysol wipe in my hand. And I'm like, wait, what? And then it just ends.
Yeah.
You listen to the next one coming up that isn't released yet. When they hear this, that one will be out.
Right. Yeah.
I finally got to use one of the classic Sean Kennedy lines at the very end of that one. That's going to be another one. There's going to be about 10% of our listeners going to go, fuck.
See, I got to answer. So Richard goes, GM just need a devious NPC.
Plans.
He had one.
Let me tell you something. Richard, with all due respect, I have fucked him so hard as NPCs.
Do you remember Poppy? Jerry? Do you remember? Yeah. I called her Precious.
Right. I fucked
Jerry.
I fucked
was planning
him
on becoming
that.
Just the biggest pain in our side. Yep.
And what did I do? Mm. I sidelined, you know, and again, it's not just about me. It's just this group. We're greasy.
Devious fucks.
Yeah, we are. And it's, I think the fun part to it is it maybe. Maybe I'm reaching here, Tim, so you can, you know, you can call me on it.
But I think devious for good, not evil.
But I think that, you know, it causes everybody to be a better role player, but it also causes Tim to, at the end of the day, he's like, all right, here's the base plans. I have no idea where this is going to go today. And when we get to the end, when you're editing it out, you're like, God damn, that's some good fucking editing. That's some good role playing these guys are doing. Otherwise, we wouldn't have people wanting to listen to what we're doing. We always have some really different plans. We talk amongst one another where we want to take the characters. There is no question in Alex's mind that Doc has some sort of death wish, but it's not necessarily a death wish, and it just drives her crazy.
True story.
But it's not like I want to die. It's like, all right. I have a complex. The character has a complex to go, I gotta fix this shit so that we can go forward.
No, I got a theory on that. I just think that Doc is a Charles Bronson fan.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Or maybe they were right and you are a god and it's a savior complex.
And it could be.
Yeah.
But, you know, again,
says psychologist stuff.
The whole process of building the characters. This was a great night. We all added to this game, I think, tremendously, and we're going to end up with some really, really good podcasting here.
And a whole bunch more fans going, what the fuck?
Right. You know,
I think we probably, of any of the gaming podcasts out there, I think we probably make our fans say that more than just about anybody else.
Yeah. But, you know, so anyway.
Well, I got Richard tonight and tried to nuke you fuckers.
Right. I knew he, like, oh, yeah, I got to get on this. I'm a fan. I'm going to try to fuck these guys. All right. Go ahead.
Cool.
I mean, the best part is what's the worst thing that's going to happen for one of the character dies? That's like the best thing that can fucking happen in certain regards all of a sudden, who comes in next?
Yeah.
This is my second official session. I was ready to stare down a nuclear missile and shoot at it.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Why not, right?
Well, and, you know, and again, you got
it's what he would have done.
Yeah.
But so I think at the end of the day, we had a good game session. We're very glad Richard joined us. We really do appreciate you on many levels, not just, you know, all the other happy horse shit. It's an audience. We have an audience when we're doing live stuff so that when we get back out of this, it's like, oh, wow, that was a lot of fun to do. I want to thank everybody for coming over and hanging out.
Hell yeah.
And all of again, our Richard, you get up to our neck of the woods. You're more than welcome. I'll get you so drunk.
Oh, absolutely.
You got
an open invite to the game table.
So, you know, from here forth, what do you think, Tim? We got another couple of, when do you want to get together?
You know, if we could get together like every 2 months, that would rock because okay. you guys are still somewhat fresh.
April yeah. won't be too difficult with few exceptions, i.e. okay. Viviana's birthday.
Yeah.
Which all life on planet Earth stops, ceases right, to exist right. until yeah. she gets through her birthday, which she's pretty good about. I do have a couple of conferences I have to go to this year. I'm going to the Radiological Society again to present. I love, you know, the fact that Richard's posted all this stuff up there about, you know, the fallout or the whole things about nuclear warheads. God have mercy, son. Sometime we'll have to sit down and have a long talk about it. I'm not the expert's expert, but when I got people from around the world listening to my fucking speech at a conference, I ain't doing
too bad,
really.
Why don't you email that directly to Tim? Tim, why don't you give him your email address so he can send you that fan fiction?
Okay. Thanks.